This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
There's a moment when a tree lets go of a leaf. It can look like an ending, but below the surface, the next season is already being prepared. Welcome to Headspace from Radio Lear. In this episode, the music moves between things that pass and things that begin. Fading tones, returning patterns, empty spaces, and sudden light. We're listening for what might be gained when we don't force these opposites apart. Perhaps an ending is not growth's enemy, but one of the ways growth makes room for itself.
Thank you.
We often speak as though holding on is strength and letting go is defeat. We celebrate the new, yet resist the change that makes it possible. But growth rarely arrives on an empty stage. It pushes through what has weathered, loosened, or completed its part. That doesn't make every change welcome, nor does it mean that whatever disappears is neatly replaced. A cycle isn't a promise that everything returns in the same form. The branch remains bare for a while, the ground looks still, the pause is real. Yet stillness can contain activity we cannot see. Old material becomes nourishment. A cleared space changes what can enter it. Even repetition is never exact, because the one who returns has travelled. So perhaps the tension is not between loss and gain, but between two necessary movements, releasing what cannot remain and becoming available to what has not yet taken shape. What if we met that interval with attention, not rushing to turn uncertainty into optimism, but noticing the quiet forms of possibility already gathering there?
September, September, cranberry box. Sheep in a field, rifling through old junk. The quiet in the car, wanting for none.
Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
The music begins on steep hills, in slow ascent. Weight and lift are present together. The ending doesn't fall away. It rises, opening a horizon inside the act of completion. Then the sequence becomes more physical. It suggests an edge where land meets water, firmness meets motion. There's a soft arrival. Things are slightly apart, while chords pivot, rise, interlock, and begin again. Renewal here is not a single flash. It's built through difference, restart, and shared rhythm. There's a sense of progress. A spiral returns, but never to precisely the same point. Drift seems directionless, yet it carries us. These sounds allow growth to be curved, patient, and partly unknowable. At the centre, there's an image of release. To abandon a window might mean turning away from one view. It might also mean leaving an unopened, unguarded choice without resolving it. One thing or another, departure or beginning, the tension stays alive. There's an immersive form. Things begin when they return. Something is travelled rather than possessed. Return itself is the question. What appears may carry memory, but it also arrives altered by time. Light does not erase the shadows that give it shape. It reveals edges, textures, and openings. Sequences end not with certainty, but with enough brightness to see that the cycle is still moving. Thank you.
as ours blow the wide way. Down my afternoon,
there may be times when we want a clear dividing line, before and after, finished and begun, dark and light. Such lines can help us understand, but lived time is usually less tidy. An old commitment continues to teach us after it ended. A new idea carries traces of what came before. Rest and growth can occupy the same day. The opposites are not cancelled. They give each other definition. Without change, continuity becomes repetition without renewal. Without continuity, change has nothing from which to grow. This can alter the question we ask in moments of transition. Instead of asking only, what am I leaving behind? We might also ask, what has this made available? What room has opened? What knowledge remains? What small beginnings are already present, though they have not yet declared themselves? There is no requirement to hurry towards an answer. The value may lie in staying with the interval long enough to notice its shape, like a field between harvest and spring that appears empty, but may be gathering the conditions for another form of life. We began with a falling leaf and the work of another season. Here, endings have become openings. Repetition has become a spiral, and empty space has become a place where possibility can gather. What passes does not always return. What begins is never guaranteed. Yet between these truths, growth remains possible. Not as a denial of change, but as something change can carry. Thank you for listening to Headspace from Radio Lear. Until next time, may you notice what is becoming possible in the spaces life is making.
This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.